Welcome to the C3SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website, c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
We want to welcome you from Pastor Phil and Chris, Jessen and I in Oakland, our son. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And like Alex Farncombe said so well, that is our heart. Why do we do what we do? It's so that people that we would serve. And you know, sometimes it can feel like it's about what we want from you, but we want to be the kind of church where it's not about what we want from the people of Sydney. It's about what we want for them. And what we want for you is that you would know Jesus, find real, life-giving, alive community, step into the purpose of God and be launched and be empowered. That's what we want for you. So we're launching a new campaign today. It's called Inside Voice. Are you ready? Who's ready? Yeah, come on, lean in. Lean in. You're ready. The Extons are ready. Cohen's ready. Yeah, Andy's ready from Warunga. Love you, Andy. Hey, let's go. We're going to get into the Bible, which is always good at church. Yeah? So get your Bible. If you've got a leather-bound Bible, grab it. If you've got an iPhone, God bless you. Samsung, anything else, Galaxy, we're just praying for you right now that God would heal you, help you, and be with you. I think Jessen and Oakland are here somewhere. I think they're on screen. Are you there? Wave to them if you see them. I think Oakland is getting ready for the Word of God. We've been working on his attitude lately, and he's going to be diving to the Word, so it's going to be good. Here we go. Philippians. Chapter 1, 6 weeks, we're doing this, 6 weeks. So we're going to be unpacking this, and we're reading to start, to kick it off, Philippians 1, verse 3 to 6, says this, I thank my God every time I remember you. Paul is writing this, he's writing to the people of Philippi, and he's writing to the church, the Philippian church, and he says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy, not complaint, not disappointment, with joy. He says, I always pray with joy. Verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you, yeah, come on, in you, point to yourself. Where's the good work that God's doing? Where does it start? And where is it being continued? In us, the good work is in you and I. And it says, he will carry it on, not till it's half done, but to completion until the day that Jesus returns. Hey, everybody, Jesus is going to return. You know that. Jesus is a king and he's building a kingdom and his kingdom is going to reign. His kingdom is the kingdom that rules and reigns. Heaven is coming to earth and it's not starting when Jesus returns. When does it start? Now. It started when Jesus died and his kingdom come in Jesus' name through us, through the mighty church, through C3SYD. Okay, so who's ever... You know, you ever been happy? Yeah, come on. Yeah, like everybody at some point has been happy. Have you ever been sad? Come on, emotions are real. You don't have to hide your emotions. Yeah, you've been sad. Yeah, I've been sad. I mean, I support Arsenal. And it's been a sad, sad journey. In fact, actually, we won this morning. So I'm in this group message called Banter FC. And it's been the most horrible experience of my life because we have been sucking. But we won this morning. So if you go for Arsenal, if you know what the Premier League is, praise Jesus. So happiness is not joy. Okay, so the word happiness actually comes from happening. So when I'm happy, it's because of what's happening. So my happiness is linked to circumstance. This is the thing about joy. Joy is different. Now, I'm not saying happiness is bad. Emotions are good. To have an emotion linked to what's happening is normal. We as Christians don't need to deny our feelings, but there is something that is stronger and more durable than happiness. Is anyone, you remember that old Sunday school song? Do you remember this song? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I got the joy, joy, joy. Come on, everybody. Down in my heart. Now, it doesn't say this. I got the joy, 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 joy in my circumstance. Where? In my circumstance. Where? In my circumstance. I got the joy, 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 joy. It's in our heart. The joy of the Lord isn't in our situation. The joy of the Lord is in the person of Jesus Christ. And so we're reading a book where Paul is writing to the church, and he is not writing from a beach. Come on, somebody. How good is the weather? 28 degrees today. He's not riding from a beach. He's not riding on sabbatical. He's not riding on a mountaintop. He's not worshiping Jesus on a mountain somewhere, caught up in his presence. No, he's writing from prison. Paul is literally locked down. He is in lockdown, and he writes about joy. He writes about true joy. And he mentions joy 16 times in the book of Philippians. In fact, the Philippian church was born out of a moment where Paul and Silas were in prison. They were in prison. You'll read about in the Gospels, in Acts, sorry. And they're in this prison. They've been put there because they healed a woman who was possessed, a woman who had demons. She had dysfunction. She had demons taken over. And Paul and Silas see her, pray for her, she gets set free, but this ruins their business. People were using this lady's gift that was from the other guy to sell, to make money. And Paul and Silas come, they pray, she gets healed, she gets set free, and they put Paul and Silas in prison for ruining their business. And okay, in prison, I mean, probably not a lot to sing about, right? Not a lot to sing about. There's probably a lot to complain about, probably a lot to be upset about, probably a lot to be worried about. And Paul and Silas learn how to praise in prison. And they are in prison and they start worshiping Jesus, and God moves as they praise. And the prison doors break open and people get set free. And this starts a ripple effect that births the church in Philippi. And Paul is in this prison again. And the church has been going for some time. And Paul is reminding the church, hey, let's continue how you started. Let's not lose the power and the importance of joy. Joy is amazing. Joy is incredible. Joy is something, like I said, it's durable. Paul wrote about this with durability. It wasn't something that was fleeting. Happiness, sadness, come and go. And you know, it's good to visit a roller coaster ride every now and then, but it's a terrible way to live. If your emotions are constantly leading you, constantly shaping the way you think, Paul actually has discovered and presents to the Philippians something better. It's called joy. It's called joy. I got that joy, 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 joy. He preaches to the Philippians about the power of joy. And I don't know, who likes making durable purchases, right? Who, you out there, you like to buy things that are durable, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So some people like jackets that are really cool, but they don't last long. Yeah, hello. But some people like Kathmandu. Anybody? Yeah, let's go. Kathmandu. You can buy a Kathmandu jacket. It looks like you're walking around in a sleeping bag. But it costs you, yeah, that's the other thing. It costs you $500. But when you get this thing on, you can wear it in the snow, in the hail, in the rain, even in the sun, if you're strange. You can wear this jacket in every season, no matter where you are. It'll cover you. It'll look after you. This is what joy is like. Joy is not fleeting. Sometimes joy, you know, it will cost you up front. It might cost us, like Naomi was saying beautifully, to take time to pray. But do you know that this joy is durable? Who's thankful for God's joy that endures every single season? So Paul is writing about it. And where does he get this joy from? This durable joy. It's a joy that the world can't give you. It's a joy that the world can't take away. It's a joy that Paul has discovered. So where does it come from? Where did he find this joy? What is it linked to? Here we go. 2 points. You ready? 2 points. First point, true joy comes from God. We're talking today about the joy-filled mind. Paul had a mind full of joy. Where did it come from? True joy comes from God. A joy-filled mind is not consumed with the pursuit of happiness, but rather consumed with the presence of Jesus. Look at this in Psalm 16, verse 11, ESV. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Romans 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." Galatians 5, verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love." Come on, somebody. "Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." Joy is the byproduct of proximity to Jesus. How do you get joy? Where does it come from? It comes from the presence of Jesus Christ. It comes from being filled with the Holy Spirit. And the beautiful thing about this is it is not determined by your circumstance. It is determined by how close can you get to Jesus. How close can you get? Every day is an opportunity to get close to Jesus. If you were to look at your life, how close are you? There's no judgment, but how close are you? Because your level of joy will be directly connected to your closeness to Jesus. How close are you? You could maybe get a little closer. You could probably take some steps in this lockdown season to get a little closer. And I promise you, as you draw near, you're going to find that joy is the byproduct. The more you know him, the more you know joy. Look at Pastor Phil and Pastor Chris. Right? Am I right? The most joy-filled people I've ever met. And if you are aware, you know, in their journey of building the church and leading our movement, which is now around the world, there's been some challenges. Hello? What? Are you serious? Yeah, there's been some challenges. There's been some days where it's been happy and sad. But joy has never left. There's been good days and bad days, but joy has never left them. Why? Because they're close to Jesus. If there's any legacy we can take, it's that being close to God, being in his presence every day, watching Pastor Phil seek God every day. You will have access to untapped joy that cannot be stopped. So, first thing is true joy. Where does it come from? It comes from the Lord. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. Joy comes from being close to Jesus. How close are you? Maybe you could get a little closer. Get a little closer. Point two, true joy is maintained by focus. True joy is maintained by focus. In chapter 1, Paul, he says, "I thank God every time I remember you. In all my prayers, I always pray with joy." Paul did a good job of remembering the right things. What do you remember? What are you recalling? What is your mind fixated on? Come on, guys. The news, it's informative, but it'll make you insane. Be informed, but let's make sure we remember the right things. Jesus is still in control. Jesus is still the King, and Jesus is still building His kingdom, no matter what is happening in the world around us. He is moving. And Paul intentionally filled his mind with thankfulness, not with worry. And this is hard. Who knows this is hard? This is challenging. You've got to actually work at remembering what God is doing. Paul always, all through the book of Philippians, he was always remembering what Jesus was doing. Let's not get so focused on what the government is doing that we forget what Jesus is doing. Let's not get so focused on what Gladys is saying that we forget what Jesus is doing. Jesus is moving. Jesus loves His church. Jesus loves you. Jesus is for you. He has not forgotten you. Jesus is moving. He is working, but we'll miss it if we don't look for it. We got to look for it. Remember what Jesus is doing. And I want to tell you an amazing story. Last week in one of our locations, there was a gentleman who told his story. And his story is amazing, what God has done in his life. 2 years ago, he came to our church, and he came to a service, kind of new experience, like some of us today. And when he came in, at the end of the service, he gave his life to God. He said, yes. He said, I'm going to give my heart to Jesus. So he put his hand up, and he said, yes. End of the service, one of our leaders, the amazing Darren Field, came over and chatted with him. And this gentleman opened up and said, you know, I'm actually struggling with a gambling addiction. And this is a real thing, a real addiction that honestly really can destroy families, can destroy marriages, can do all sorts of damage. And he was experiencing the effects of this in his world. And he joined Darren's Connect group and went for 2 years. He's been going to Darren's Connect group, coming to church for 2 years. It didn't happen all of a sudden. But over 2 years, this gentleman whom we love is completely set free from his gambling addiction. His marriage is stronger than it's ever been. His relationship with his son is strong. Yeah, come on, let's put our hands together and praise Jesus. And let's remember, church, I want us to remember what God is doing in Naomi's life from Manly. Remember what God is doing when somebody starts to read their Bible. Like Paul remembered the generosity of the Philippians. They were the first to give. They were the first to support Paul. And he remembered that. Where was he? He was in prison. And we can be like this. We can be so focused on what's happening around us that we actually miss what's right here. Joy isn't fleeting, and joy isn't often a far land. Joy is found in Jesus. And as we travel through this campaign for 6 weeks. 6 weeks, we're going to talk about joy. We're going to unpack it. Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you've got a friend and they're going through mental health challenges, the mind stuck. This campaign is going to be a perfect opportunity to pray. I would love us to pray just even for one person. You could write their name down now. Who is it that God's speaking to you about? This one person that you could pray for and believe God, they could come into an environment that's going to help them cultivate a strong and healthy mind through discovering Jesus and the joy that we have in Him. Can you bow your heads? Yeah. You know, it's kind of, just take a moment. Beautiful. Yeah, take a moment. Maybe you're here today and you need to give your life to Christ. Maybe you're far from God. And right now, you need to turn to Christ. You need to put your eyes on Jesus. To know Him. Paul said it like this, the surpassing worth of knowing Christ in Philippians 4. Everything else does not compare. What's happening with vaccinations, the worry of the future, the challenges that are ahead of us, all of that means nothing compared to knowing Christ Jesus. And maybe today you need to know Him. And so right now, if you need to know Jesus, put your faith in Him, we're going to lead you in a prayer. This prayer is really simple. I'm going to give you the words, and I just want you to pray it with us. We're going to pray it as a family, pray it together. As you pray this prayer, let's believe God. And let's put our faith in Him right now. Here we go. I'll give you the words. You say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I turn from sin. I turn to you. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I receive forgiveness. I receive eternal life right now. And I receive a brand new start in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you said that prayer, we'd love you to let us know. Put it in the chat, raise your hand. Honestly, we are so passionate about this. Please know that that is what we are all about. It's about helping you know Jesus. When you know Him, you will know joy. It's a byproduct. You don't have to scrounge around trying to find joy, trying to dig up this and move that, trying to buy a new house, get a new this, get a new that. All you need to know is Jesus. And when you know Him, you will know joy that cannot be stolen and cannot be taken. So, hey, I'd love you to lift your hands. Can you do that wherever you're at? In your home? Let's be like Paul and Silas in prison, praising Jesus. In lockdown, what are we going to do? We're going to break through with praise. Lockdown after lockdown, we're not going to stay down. We're going to rise up in praise, in prayer, in worship. So reach out to God. Let me pray for you. Jesus, we thank you for the Spirit of God right now. God, I thank you for your presence right now, touching homes, filling minds in Jesus' name. God, blessing families, God, bless John and Ilona Small. God, pour out your Spirit upon them. God, bless the Klinglefers. God, pour out your Spirit upon them. God, bless the DeQuillas, bless their family. God, bless our locations. In Jesus' name, bless the Hammonds, bless Rowey. Bless Jordan and Jackson Spaulding. Bless Jake Bedlam and Kerry Bedlam. Bless them, bless them, bless them. God, bless our families. Bless our children. God, bless every person that's joined us, families that have joined us for the first time, looking for a church, looking for a place to set up. God, we pray. Bless them. Help them be planted. Hey, if you're trying to buy a home, if you're trying to buy a house, I am. Jason and I, we're trying to buy property. And in Sydney, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. But let's reach out to God right now. I'm believing God that you're going to find the provision of God to live in Sydney, to be called to this city. If you're called to this city, if you're positioned for such a time as this, we believe that God is going to provide. Do not worry. So Lord, we thank you right now for everybody who's believing God, needing a home, needing to be established. Lord, we are seeking first your kingdom. And we know as we seek you first, God, as we put you first, we know, Father, you will provide. Lord God, you will give need. Lord, you will bring to our need what we need at the right time. Lord, we thank you for right connections, right relationships in Jesus' name. Hey, if you are having mental health issues, you don't have to raise your hands. But right now, God, we just believe we bind depression of any mind. Lord, right now, The thing with our minds is we need to do the practical and the spiritual. We're by no means saying don't do the practical. We're saying yes, do the practical. Talk to the right person, do what you need to do. But we are also saying, let's do the spiritual work as well. Let's get Jesus into the center of our thought life. Let's get a hold of that inside voice that has lies and mistruths. So Lord God, we thank you for clarity in our minds. Right now, things lifting off minds over the Raymonds, Lord God, over every family, Lord Jesus, over the Moylands, Lord God. We thank you, Father, over the Joneses, Lord God, over every family in Parramatta, Silverwater, Lord, for our teenagers. It's 10 more seconds, guys, 10 more seconds. For every teenager, come on, lift your voice, pray for our teenagers. God, we're praying for every teenager right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, we bind the enemy. God, anything that would come to steal lives, Father God, that are feeling hopeless, feeling like life's not worth living. Oh, God, let us be a church, Father, that celebrates the next generation, Lord, that loves teenagers, that helps teenagers find truth. Lord, young adults, Lord, their minds are stuck. Father God, for our children, Lord, for Oakland, God, for every child, let them grow up, Father God, with a clear, strong, healthy mind. In Jesus' name, reach out one more time, one more time, one more time. Reach out one more time. Just wait on God. Wait on God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your grace and your power. 5 seconds, 5 seconds. Just wait on Him. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for joy. We thank you for what you're doing at this time through this campaign over the next 6 weeks. Lord, help us get closer to Jesus, closer than ever before. In Jesus' name. They all said, Amen.
Thanks for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. We look forward to having you back soon.